everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, Zechariah 4 and verse 6 says, "Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." I always talk about how God is mightily moving by his spirit. The redemption plan, the plan that's going to get you in heaven, is all by the Spirit of God. The Lord has to call men and women of God that will love him and seek his face and operate according to the move of the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, there are people that they can reach. And when a person comes to you against all the challenges they face, just to tell you about Jesus, such a simple message that Jesus loves you, that God loves you. He sent his only begotten Son, and his only begotten Son willingly obeyed the Father and laid his life down and died for you so that you can live forever with him. That's a simple message. But you'll be surprised how hard it is to get that message out sometimes to where people will receive it. The enemy tries to do all kinds of things to keep that message quiet. One message that he wants to keep quiet is the fact is the redemptive works of Jesus Christ. You know, some churches now, they don't want to talk about the blood anymore. They say it's not civilized. Well, sin is not civilized. To get us back over into the kingdom of God, there had to be the shedding of innocent blood to do it. God couldn't just throw our sins away. He had to redeem us. People don't understand spiritual laws and how they work. Sin entered the world through one man. And God put a plan in place so the sin could be destroyed by one man. So he became a legal man that breathed air and ate food and drank water. And he died in our place so that we could live. And in order for that to apply to you, you have to believe it. And not let Satan put your mind on other things in place of it. You know, last broadcast we talked about how the light of God's word, it overcomes all forms of deceptive thought. All forms of darkness is exposed for the lie that it is when the light of God's word is preached and lived. When you live according to God's word, if you really want to reach people and preach the gospel, live and do what God said in his word. Do the teachings of Jesus Christ. Do the instructions of the prophets. One scripture in Isaiah said, when you listen to the prophet, you will prosper. And all through the word of God, those that listen to the voice of God's people, which is the words of the Holy Spirit given to man, the words of the Holy Spirit given to man. That's all a prophet do is relay the words given by the Holy Spirit. And he relays that through speech to other people and through writings. When you read and hear what God say and then live it, then the Lord has something to work with in you, in your life, to help you do what you got to do. And I thank God for that. Now, as you live and as you go forward doing what God will have you to do in your life, just living the lifestyle of God according to his word, doing these things helps you to reach other people, because everybody has an audience. People watch you every day. They know what you do. They know about what you're going to do because they're around you all the time, and they seen you do things according to the world. If you were a sinner, everybody, whether you're a Christian or not, everybody have the same kind of challenges and problems, the same kind of sicknesses and illnesses, divorce, family problems, all kind of problems, money problems, But when they see your life healing because you're doing God's word, it trumps all the deceptive thoughts that Satan can imagine. All of the deceptive thoughts that Satan come up with and bring into our lives. The light of God's word trumps it all. And the logic of God is good. It's worth finding out about. It's better than any treasure. I would rather have the life of God and the knowledge of God than any precious metal, jewel, or treasure that's on this earth. You can buy a lot with a pot of gold. You can buy a lot with a treasure chest, especially if it's old gold. It can be worth billions. But the word of God is better than that, because a pot of gold can buy me what man can make. It can't prevent me from dying. But the word of God can. I will live forever. And if the Lord tarry and my body die, I get to enjoy heaven right then. And guess what? My body will be redeemed. I'm going to live forever. But when you go to hell, that's it for you. Even if you were very wealthy on this side of heaven, and you die and go to hell, you own nothing. You can't take anything with you. There is no water. There is nothing worth living for down there. In fact, you'll wish that you could just stop existing, and you can't, because you're made in the image of God, and your spirit man will live forever. You will exist somewhere. Living forever is not the problem. Where you live is. If you go to hell, you're not going to want it. You can't enjoy time anymore. Time will be your enemy. But thanks be to Jesus Christ. He thought about us and he loves us. And he through Christ, we get to go to heaven. Now, if you study the word of God and you start at the beginning and read, you can notice patterns. The Holy Spirit, he showed me things. Some things that people do in modern times started in ancient times. Some processes that people do now, it started in ancient days. Now, that means that if you start something, if you take a stand for what's right, the Lord can work through you, and you'll start something that can last for many, many decades. Last week, we talked about how people, their minds, the way that they think, people will think according to how they think until they see something greater. That's why it's so important to live the life of God. A few broadcasts ago, we talked about how Martin Luther, at a time when the Roman Catholic Church, they went AWOL. They went, you know, the doctrine that they preached that in those days, the enemy infiltrated some of the people in that organization. And Satan tries to infiltrate every organization. But when people would definitely walk in God's word and in the light of his way, they don't allow Satan to get a stronghold started. Now, Martin Luther was fed up with all the evil that he saw. And he was a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. But he was dedicated. Now, when mischief goes on, everybody is not in the mischief with Satan. I don't believe there's no organization where everybody is totally in agreement with what Satan wants to do. Even though, and when the head gets in, when the head of an organization gets infiltrated by Satan, then it becomes a stronghold. And anybody that loves God is their enemy. They're gonna work as an enemy towards those that truly love God. This can be a church, it can be a social club, a place of employment, anything. But the way we handle problems is the way that Christ led us to do it. Love everybody. Give everybody a blank check of love. Love them and mean it. And work from that. And if you can love people, you can see. If you can see, the wisdom of God will come. And as you act on it, you can help people heal. Now, Martin Luther, he wrote some standards down and posted. He wrote 95 theses. One day I'll read them as the Lord lead me to. But this changed the course of the demise that Satan was setting up against people, against humanity. Jesus came to heal humanity. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy all humanity, even people that like him, even people that think he's great, even people that want to be like Satan. He hates them too. He hates God. So in order to get back at God, he works against man and humanity. So now, with this in mind, Martin Luther took a stand. And it started something. Everybody who loved the truth, they got bold. Just like the Israelite soldiers when David killed Goliath. When they saw that giant dead and his hand and his head in David's hands, they grew boldness when David took a stand. Well, when Martin Luther took a stand, it started something. People started loving God again, getting saved, and then and they started the Protestant movement. And the Roman Catholic Church was it infiltrated other nations such as England and, you know, many other nations. But the people in every nation who loved God, they protested that, and they wanted to go to the New World. And thank God for America. It became the greatest and youngest nation in the history of the world because it was founded on principles of faith. Principles of faith. The love of God and his word. When people are dedicated to his word, God can heal them and he can bless them. Now, and our country is definitely worth fighting for and protecting. Because if freedom is lost and people go back to the dark ages and try to live as if there's no God, it probably won't happen again. It takes people who love God to keep this earth in survival mode and in thriving mode. And it depends on how people receive what God said do. Now, when God gives revelation, some people just get excited about it, and that's it. Some people get dedicated. Some people get excited, and then they become dedicated. The next level of trust is when they become contenders for the faith. People who will take a stand, like Martin Luther did. Some people are dedicated. They won't backslide. They won't go along with what Satan do, but they won't take a stand. Dedicated people take a stand. And the next level is that of a warrior. Now, a warrior is a person who grows in wisdom. A warrior is hard to kill in combat because they know how to fight. And they fight to win. And they're not going to let Satan gain ground in their life. They're not going to let any enemy, Satan or anybody else, gain ground in their life and take what they got. So when the revelation of God comes, folks, especially you preachers, grow some backbone, take a stand, preach the word, and be like a warrior in covenant with God. And whatever you want to do, it's not going to work unless you're guided by the Holy Spirit. So my advice is learn to be at peace, learn to listen to his voice, and whatever he say do, that's what's going to work. And remember, God is foundational, and if you really love God, you got to become foundational. You can't be a skip jumper like the devil. Satan tried to get false advancements. I will exalt my throne above the clouds, above the stars. I would sit in the northern parts. I would be like the Most High. He's a skip jumper. He don't want to go through the process of life. But Jesus didn't do that. He came teaching. And he came instructing. And he made corrections He took stands. He broke the power of deception because he spoke the wisdom of God to the point that they didn't want to confront him anymore. All of his enemies just shut up. They didn't know what to do with him, and they tried to plot to kill him. He was doing miracles every day. Nobody had ever seen it before. He was doing what they couldn't do because they were dead men. Dead men can't bring life. Dead men can't heal. And all the processes of life that the enemy suggests and people run along with, the light of God's word, the light of God's word will expose it for what it is and embarrass them. And they'll do just like they had. They'll have to shut up when you speak the word of God. Just like in Titus, speak sound speech that can't be condemned. All the people that love this and think this is good and think that's good and homosexuality is okay, live the light of God's word and it'll shut their mouth. In a day when people are politically correct, they're just as wrong as Satan. But I love them. I love everybody. I have to contend to preach the gospel to every creature. People, a lot of preachers are worried about offending homosexuals. I don't care about offending nobody. I know that's bad English, but I don't care. I just want the soul saved. Because when you get saved, you become a new creature. I want the best for everybody. I can't make a man do what he should do, but I can tell him the truth and he'll decide for himself. And I will always minister God's word and the light of God's word and live the light of God's word. And I don't hate people because of what they do or because of what they don't do. Because God didn't. He sent Jesus Christ while we were in the midst of our sin, thinking he was wrong. And not just the Pharisees, humanity. Even though Jesus did miracles, a lot of the same people that got healed, I think most of the people that got healed love God. But some of their kinfolks, when Pilate tried to save Jesus by letting him choose Barabbas or Jesus, he thought the people would choose Jesus over Barabbas. And the people wanted to set Barabbas free and kill Jesus. He thought he rescued him from the head, from the head of the serpent. Well, the body of the serpent was just as mean as the head of the serpent. And the head of the serpent was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the council of the people that should, that was sitting in Moses' seat. People, the leaders of Jerusalem. He tried to give it to Herod, let Herod deal with it. Even old crazy Herod didn't want to deal with it. He sent them back to Pilate. Who do they represent? Everybody that don't get saved. We wasn't always Christians. We didn't always agree. I didn't get saved until I was 19, and my daddy was a preacher. A good one, too. Everybody has to receive the word of God for themselves, believe it, and then act on it. So I sympathize with people that don't get saved because I know what it's like to be a sinner. You don't see things the same. I also know what it's like to be a Christian. You get to meet God. You have peace with him, and it's better. I know what it's like to be guided by the Holy Spirit. It's better than anything I ever experienced. I love God. God is good, folks. God is too good. The treasure you don't need to miss out on over something stupid as the ways of this world. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to bless those that love him and seek him and enjoy his presence. God is looking for people he can bless. Are you a person he can bless? God is looking for you. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.